Mr. Steve Cole, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I am a little warm, but other than that, I'm fine. I hope you're staying cool. Wherever you are, where are you? You're Midwest, right?
Yeah, I'm in Chicago.
Oh, well, that's my favorite city.
A little rainy, but it's not too bad.
Good. Well, on this little rainy day, I know you have been very busy and you have to be excited because the success of your latest album, Turn It Up, has been pretty significant. How have you been enjoying that? That's just been like a rocket ride, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's actually really, I mean, listen, I'm not going to complain. Every album that I make, you know, you kind of hope that, you know, it reacts well and that people like it, but, you know, you put it out there in the world and it's kind of out of your hands. So I've been thrilled with the reception of the album, and it seems to be a little bit of a runaway train, which is great.
Yeah, yes, it has. The album's first single, Mirage, was the number one most added on the Billboard BDS chart, and that's incredible. But what I find about Mirage is I think what other people are hearing is it does have something very, 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 it's different, you know, as far as the whole album. It sets itself apart in a way, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I appreciate that. You know, the song itself, you know, it was a collaboration between myself and David Mann.
Mm-hmm.
He and I have collaborated on a lot of music together. We wrote With You All the Way from my last album, Pulse, as well as a bunch of music on that record. We started working together all the way back in 2000.
Wow.
When we wrote Off-Broadway together. We wrote From the Start together, a good amount of very successful songs were collaborations with Dave and myself. So, you know, it's really cool to kind of have that longevity in a writing partnership where, you know, we're all kind of evolving and growing on our own, but then we can come together and kind of, you know, have the benefit of the different perspectives and the different inspirations and histories. So it's really cool.
Yeah, I was going to ask you how long you guys have worked together, and I know on Turn It Up, he produced it, yet and you also compose and co-compose about seven of those songs. So go ahead.
He and I pretty much wrote everything on the record, with the exception of James Lloyd wrote one song.
Mm-hmm.
On the new album. It was really cool to work with him. And pretty much, you know, and of course, the, you know, Bobby Womack. You know,
yes, 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 yes.
I was really thrilled to be able to you know, do a version of that song. It's one of my favorite songs of all time.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh yes, yes, yes. I thought, well, you know what? It's good to hear that song taken and somebody put their spin on it, and it's just like it the feeling. I don't care where you. It's like the feeling of that song is so real. It's like yes, yes.
it's an amazing song. So, you know, once you get a hold of it, I mean, it's almost like, you know, you can do no wrong.
Well, you're right. You're right. And it surely, you know, makes you remember. It makes you go back to that time, you know, when, you know, just where it was riding down the street or sitting in the house, or it takes you to a certain place in time where you remember hearing this song and it sounds so good.
Yeah.
And you mentioned James Lloyd from Pieces of a Dream. I know he collaborated with you on Bright Side. And my dear friend Nicholas Cole worked with you on the title track, Turn It Up. Now,
oh, yeah.
A funny story about Nicholas is that when I saw he collaborated with you on here, I remember an interview I had with him probably a year and a half ago, maybe two. You know, and I'm a huge Nicholas Cole fan because I just think he is just something short of just, you know, so creative and just so.
He's absolutely brilliant. He is. Brilliant writer and producer, yeah, no doubt.
He is. And so I remember speaking with him in an interview, and he mentioned you to me. We were talking about, and I can't remember, we have so many talks, but I can't remember if it was like one of those that I would say, okay, Nicholas, this is just between me and you, or, you know, one of those kind of conversations. But I can tell you that I remember him specifically mentioning your name as one of his favorite saxophone players. I can tell you that. And I remember him. Oh, he did. He did. And he said, it's just something about that dude's tone. It's something. And he I'm serious. He said, it's just something about him that's just like, man. And he mentioned that. I've never, ever forgotten that. And that was maybe a year and a half, two years ago. So when I saw this, I thought, yay, you know, Nicholas got to work with Steve, someone that he's, you know, admired and talked about a couple of years ago, just loving, you know, you as a sax player. So I was so happy for him.
Well, Nicholas and I have collaborated on a couple of things. You know.
Right.
He wrote the title track for my last CD, which was called Pulse.
Yep.
Yeah, I guess, you know, it's funny because I didn't even realize that, I mean, I guess I did when I think about it, that the title track of the new album is something that Nicholas and I wrote together, too. So the last two albums in a row, the title track has been something that me and Nicholas worked on again. I just realized that. I didn't do that on purpose. It just kind of, you know, turned out that way.
Well, you had a good epiphany, but guess what? It works because Pulse was hot. Like I remember Pulse. Like yeah. So that your collaboration with him and is just, it works. You know, it works. So keep that up. Of course you've worked with so many people over the years, and I know that for this project you had an initial idea. You know, your idea was to mix it up with your friends and fellow musicians from a few different cities. Now, why did you, was that something you just had always wanted to do, or was that specific to this album?
No, I mean, you know, I went into this album really from the standpoint of, you know, there are certain people who I just enjoy working with a great deal.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, rather than doing all this, you know, kind of remote over email, using technology to collaborate, which is cool. There's a place for that. You know, I wanted to make sure that I continued to do what I've done on all of my albums, is, you know, get together with people in the studio, whether it's lighting or whether it's actually recording, and collaborate face-to-face.
Right.
Because, you know, technology is great, and email and texting and, you know, even just talking on the phone or
right.
FaceTime is cool. But there's something that happens when you're in the room with somebody.
I agree.
And I would rather take the time to do that and travel to do that. Because, you know, it's fun to travel. It's fun to kind of be in different places and kind of work with people in their kind of, you know, habitat, so to speak.
Yep.
You know, and I wanted to do that. So, you know, I went to New York to work with Dave. You know, I went to Chicago to work with some of the cats on the record. You know, Minneapolis recorded in the studio. And sometimes I would fly people from other places to meet, you know.
Okay.
Like when we recorded kind of the basic rhythm section parts for this record, you know, I flew people to me, and we went in the studio together, and we hung out. And,
right.
You know, we went out afterwards. stayed out too late.
Right.
But that's the fun of making music with people, and you can hear it. I mean, you know, there's a personality of the record.
Yes.
There's joy in the record, and that happens when you're in the room with people. You know. That's one of the amazing things about music.
Well, I agree.
It permeates the music. You know, what's going on in the process of making it is evident in the end result.
Well, I happen to agree. There's, you know, if we could only go back to the days of old when everything was done in-house, you know, there's something very magical and timeless about that kind of creation, you know, whether it's the improvisational piece of it, or which I happen to think is the best piece of all, or when people can just sit there and just, like you said, just sit there and just sit there until it comes to you. And okay, oh, and then it comes to somebody, and then, oh, okay, well, let's just start from there. It's just the magic, you know, it's just the magic. And it does permeate, like you said, in the music. You can hear it. You can tell. You can tell. And this Turn It Up has so many. It feels different in many ways. Each song has its own thing going on. It has its, you know, it doesn't go in one specific direction. It goes kind of. It just goes.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So your idea. Worked your idea, and you're the first person I got to say I've spoken with who lately, definitely, who has done such a thing. So I think that's awesome that you did that, because you don't hear that, you know, technology runs the world, you know, as they say. Yeah. So, but I do like your idea. I think that was fantastic, and it does come through, in the music, the energy, in the music, the you can feel it, and it just is. So great idea, Steve. Great idea.
Thank you very much.
Great idea. And of course it turned out like you said, as you envisioned it. But overall, to date, what has been your most exciting moment from releasing Turn It Up until now? What do you remember most? Has there been a moment that you like, wow, like, wow?
You know, there's a couple of them, actually.
Okay.
I'll tell you, because they're pretty fresh in my mind.
Okay.
One of them was the first time I played the new music live.
Okay.
That's always a really interesting experience, because, you know, you've experienced writing the music, you've experienced producing it and recording it, mm-hmm. In that environment. You know, for distribution on a CD or MP3 or whatever, but it's a whole different story translating that music, you know, from the album and from the recording to live.
Yes,
and you know, it takes on a really interesting kind of life of itself.
Mm-hmm.
when you do that, and it could be, you know, a little scary, you know, because not every song translates very well to live.
Right, right.
You know, some songs are just like, you know, I mean, I'm guilty of it, man. I've recorded some songs that I need to have like 45 people on stage in order to make it sound close to,
right.
You know.
Right.
I'm not kidding.
Right.
So, you know, this music, though, and that this is what, you know, really is, you know, really thrilling. This music absolutely translates live. It sounds way better live.
Oh,
songs take kind of life in itself. It's amazing. We go into a full kind of like, you know, Chicago house dance groove when we play that tune, and it just lights the place up. So that, you know, and you know, really the first time I played the music live was, it wasn't even in the U.S. It was in London.
Mm.
And with some fabulous musicians who, you know, played with bands like Incognito and, you know, Brand New Heavies and, you know,
right.
Great kind of, you know, English, you know, soul funk bands, you know, and mm-hmm. It sounded amazing. So that's one thing that was super cool. The other one was, you know, I just learned that, you know, that Mirage is actually, you know, going to be the number one song on radio on the Billboard chart. And getting that news was pretty cool too, because, you know, I'm not in it for statistics, you know.
Right, right.
But you know, that's not a bad.
Not at all.
Thing. You know what I mean?
Right, not at all.
That's not a bad thing. So I'll take it.
You know what, Steve? Those were absolutely perfect examples of wow moments, or aha moments, if you will. And congratulations on that, on that success, keep it up. It only goes up from here. This is just the beginning, because it just, you know, this is just the beginning for Turn It Up. And lastly, for the rest of the year, I know you're touring, and spreading this album all over the place. Is that what you have planned for the rest of 2016?
Yeah, I plan to be out playing this music live as much as I can. I'm going to be pretty much all over the place. In August, I'm going to be in Honolulu. I'm going to be in Long Beach. I'm going to be in Detroit, Philadelphia, San Antonio, Texas.
Oh, okay.
September is Pensacola, Florida, and Denver. I mean, September, Florida dates. October, Rehoboth Beach. I mean, it's going to be, we're all over the place. So it's exciting to be able to cover a lot of the country and share this music with everybody.
Well, I look forward to catching you somewhere, and I get around, and I'm sure I will make it a point to catch a show somewhere. But and fans can keep up with you via I know you're active on social media, and as well as your website, correct?
Yeah, my website is stevecolt.net.
Okay.
And all of the tour dates are updated with links to locations and tickets and everything like that. I'm on Facebook and Twitter, so easy to find. Just, you know, Steve Cole, and I respond to everybody when they comment on my Facebook page.
Wow.
If you think that, like, you know, I'm one of those cats who's like got someone, you know, doing their social media for them, I find that to be a little bit defeating of the purpose of social media is a platform that enables, you know, artists and fans to communicate directly. So I do actually communicate directly. It is actually me.
Well, kudos to you, Steve. Kudos. I'm glad to hear that, and your fans will be too. I mean, that's huge. That is, I mean, that's big, Steve, because everybody doesn't do that. So I applaud you. Keep it up, and I just like I said, I look forward to catching you, and I'm going to sit back and watch Turn It Up continue to manifest itself in all it's meant to be, and I'm excited. And I will stay tuned, as well as your fans. I thank you for your time today, Steve, and enjoy the success.
It's very kind of you to think about me.
Oh, of course. And you, because, you know, not only Nicholas is a fan, I also am a Steve Cole fan. Let me just put it out there, because I think what's my favorite album, my Steve. As a matter of fact, a friend of mine has my favorite Steve Cole CD right now. I've never been able to get it back. Oh my God, is it Stay a While, or is it Stay a While, Steve? Is that what it was?
Well, Stay a While is an album that I made. I don't know whether it's...
No, that's the one. No, that's the CD that somebody borrowed from me, and I cannot get back. But that's one of my favorites. Yeah, that's one of my favorites. I need to go back and try to confiscate my CD back, but that's one of my favorites. So that tells you how far I go back. So I appreciate
1998.
There you go. There you go. So you keep it up, Steve. Next time I talk to Nicholas, I will have to tell him I talked to his friend, Steve Cole. And and so we'll talk about you in my interview with Nicholas. But thank you so much. You keep it up. And I look forward to seeing you on the road, Steve, okay?
Thanks, Lana.
Continued success. Have a good one.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right.